people who are suffering from heart disease are yearning for surgical treatments, but some hospitals have had to postpone them because they're running out of protamine sulfate injections, a treatment that is often necessary after surgeries because it reduces bleeding. Mo Xuming, the deputy director of the Nanjing Children's Hospital, says their hospital is at risk of giving up heart surgery soon.
Generally, we have 6 to 8 surgeries per day, which is more than 100 in a month. We are trying very hard to buy protamine sulfate injections through various channels, and our stocks can only be sustained for 1 month at most.
Protamine is extracted from the sperm of salmon and other species of fish. And right now, there's no alternative drug. Actually, several hospitals have been short of this medicine for months. Take Nanjing, for example. The Nanjing Children's Hospital has had a shortage since March. The Gulo Hospital has stocks for 30 days. And the Nanjing First Hospital can only sustain themselves for 1 week. The secretary to the chairman of the Nanjing Medical Cooperation says they're also facing the same problem.
All the hospitals are asking for this drug, but we don't have it either because the pharmaceutical companies doesn't deliver it to us. The medicine producer has reduced their output due to the lack of raw materials.
According to the State Food and Drug Administration, there used to be 6 pharmaceutical companies producing this drug. But right now, the Shanghai No. 1 Biochemical and Pharmaceutical Cooperation is the only domestic producer. Apart from the shortage of raw materials, industry insiders say the price of this drug has not been changed for 20 years, so there's no profit inducement for producers. This makes it easy to understand why pharmaceutical corporations have stopped producing it. But the problem is, as special commodities, drugs are used to save people's lives. Although this reduction is in line with the market practices, the production halt is pushing the patients into a dangerous position. But the good news is that the Shanghai Pharmaceutical Company says it has brought forward its production schedule and a batch of protamine sulfate injection will be on the domestic market later this month. For CRI, this is Ya Jie.